It is time for the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Hair Cleaners, making sure you look great in everything they do. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, we'll be talking Brenham High cross country and tennis. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. Going out to Heine Minush and his all-star band, and as always in studio, the Sportsline mascot, Mookie the Rabbit Badger, on hand. And tonight on the Brenham Sportsline, we got in the second half of the program, we are going to talk Brenham High School tennis with Coach Roy Thibodeau and members of the tennis team. And in the first half of the program, we are talking Brenham High cross country, members of the cross country team, and Coach Trent Hall in studio with us. Again, the Sports Line brought to you each and every Monday night by Classic Hair Cleaners, South Market Street, Brenham, Cecil Meekins and all the folks, making sure you look great in everything they do, and Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing. And now in studio, Coach Trent Hall and members of the Brenham Cross Country team. And Coach, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Doug, thanks for having us.
Great to have you here. And how's everything going so far? How's the season been to this point?
It's been pretty good. We've only had two meets so far, but we're off to a good start. We've got a lot of talent this year, and we've got a lot of youth. So things are looking up this year. I think we're a little bit stronger than we were last year, and we've got a lot of young people. So we'll continue to return some pretty solid teams over the next couple of years.
Yeah, you mentioned the youth. I have noticed when we've been looking at the results, a very strong sophomore and junior class on the teams this year.
Right. We do have, especially on the girls, we have some strong sophomores. On the guys, we're pretty strong in the sophomores and the juniors, but we also have a couple of freshmen that have been in our top five on the guys' side.
All right. And as far as how things have developed, how have they come along so far? Is the team coming along kind of the way you want it to right now?
Yeah, and we're still in the early stages of the season, so we're trying to work through some things and figure out exactly what we need to do to be where we want at the end of the season, and that's what we really gear up towards. But things have gone pretty well so far.
And talk about some of the, I know you said there have been two events so far, in addition to, of course, the fun green-white night, and then, of course, the two meets that you've been part of. Talk about those, how everything's gone to this point so far, how, who's been kind of standing out, things like that.
Okay, so we started out with the ProFit Invitational in Killeen last week. Or I guess it was 2 weeks ago from this Friday. But we went there, and the guys had a pretty strong showing. We finished fourth on the guys' side, and we were fifth on the girls. And in both instances, we were really close to the second and third place teams in those races, and some good competition there. So we were pretty happy where we started out there. We've had some surprises this season that have been good. We had a move-in, Jarrett Ellis, that came from College Park. Before that, he was in Oklahoma. So he came here, and he's kind of been running with the main varsity pack for most of the season. And then when we got to the Killeen meet, he really had a breakout race, and he went down into the low 16s at that one and placed sixth place there. And, he's kind of setting the tone for the rest of the guys, and that's good. And the rest of the guys know that they've trained with him throughout the summer, And they feel like, you know, he's had a breakout season, but they're capable of being up there too. And we're just working on packing it up as a team and following him out in the meets. And then on the girls' side, you know, we've done really well. We have Alexis returning as the returning district champion as a freshman last year. And she's done really well. And I would say probably the biggest surprise on the girls' team has been Meredith Clayton. She's a sophomore, and she was JV last year. And, you know, from the very beginning this summer when she showed up, she was right there with Alexis. And she's usually staying pretty close to her in the races. So, you know, that's really good. But a lot of our young girls are stepping up, and ones that were JV last year, we have some that have stepped up into varsity roles this year, and they've done a great job there. And we just continue to get better as the season goes on.
And talk about the schedule of meets you've got coming up so far, or in the future, I mean.
Okay, so this weekend we're off. We typically try to schedule fair weekend off, and not just because of the fair, but just so we can have an off weekend before we hit the tough part of our season. The first two races we kind of use as a warm-up to get used to racing and give the younger kids some experience. But when we have our meet next week, next Saturday, that's going to be a pretty big one. It was probably the most competitive race in the state last year. And this year, I think it's going to be even bigger. So we've got a lot of big 6A teams coming and a lot of good 5A teams. And even the smaller classes are going to be pretty competitive. So they love our course. Most people say it's the toughest course in Texas. Our maintenance guys get out there, and they've been working on it since this summer. And they put a lot of effort into making it a really nice course. It's really wide. It's scenic. And it's challenging. So the teams that come here, they love the experience.
All right. And ever think of putting in some little secret things, like maybe a little quicksand here, or a little some stuff that pops up here and there? Can they surprise the runners?
Right. Yeah. We run the course on a regular basis, so we know where all the tricks are.
All right.
But yeah, we do put hay bales out there.
Hay
bales everybody can see coming, but. We like to add a little extra challenge to it, and I think that's one of the things that people remember. It's besides the monster hills that they run up, just the little things like that. You know, people take pictures over the hay bales, and they really remember that. It stands out, and they want to come back and do it again.
Right. And as far as all of the meets that lead up to the district, then regionals, and hopefully state, how do the different courses prepare the runners for what they're going to face, especially when you start getting into the district meet, the region meet, and so on?
Yeah, we try to run a variety of different types of courses, and not just hilly courses, not just flat courses. But our meet this weekend in Huntsville, that's the new regional course. So this was the regional preview meet. We got to go over there, and we got to see almost all of the top contenders from our region. They were there. Plus, we got to see the course, which is a big plus. So we know what's coming up when we get back to there. And all the district course is the same as last year, so all of the returning runners have seen our district course, and they'll be prepared for that one as well.
And as far as the top competition in the region, who are some of the teams that we'll be competing against as far as when it comes to district and regional levels?
In our district, starting on the guys' side, Stratford is returning state champs from the past 2 years. They were twice in a row. Although they did graduate some of their top runners, they're still going to be a strong team in our district. Magnolia West was second last year, and they finished just ahead of us Saturday, so we know we've got some work to do there. We definitely want to move back up in front of them. And I would say Springwoods is probably in our district, probably the other one that's looking pretty strong on the guys' side right now. On the girls' side, both Stratford and Magnolia finished in front of us last year, and I would say they're both probably stronger than they were last year. They're coming back. They had a fairly young team like we did. And they both qualified for the state meet last year, and they're looking pretty strong early on. So, you know, kind of the same thing that the same situation the guys are in. The girls know that, you know, the target's on their back right now, the other teams, and we have to go out and chase them down.
All right. And, Coach, you brought some of your runners with you, and we're going to get to them in just a minute. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to hear from members of the Brenham High School cross-country team. This is the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. And we'll be back to hear from some of the cross-country runners right after this.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go.
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
It's the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. Coming up in the second half of the program, we'll talk with members of the Brenham High School tennis team. But right now, we are talking Brenham cross country. And Coach Trenton Hall is in studio with us with some of the members of the cross country team. Coach, if you could introduce your runners.
Okay, on the guys' side, I have Jordan Smith. He's a junior. And on the girls' side, I have two sophomores, Alexis Ankoviak and Caroline Schultz.
All right. And let's start with Jordan right here to my left. And first of all, Jordan, thanks for being here. Thanks for coming out tonight.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And first of all, if you could tell us how things have gone so far.
Well, things have been pretty well, actually. Getting up early, running at Holt Park, getting our work in, making sure we run after school every other days. And a couple of runners got injured, but they'll hopefully be back up on their feet and ready to go.
All right, and what's been a nice surprise so far for you guys?
I'd say Jarrett Ellis. He's like the big deal now. He's pretty good.
How about some of your other teammates? Who are some of the other guys that you're out there running with every day?
I'd say Bryson. He's a freshman. He has been doing pretty good for a freshman to be on varsity. He's been running very well. So has Misael. They both run at a good, even pace. They know what they're doing. And I'd say Palmer, he used to run cross country, then he stopped. But he's back now, and he's running pretty fast. And so is Trevor Lockwood. He's doing pretty good also.
All right. And as far as your season so far, how have things gone for you so far? How do you feel about the way you're running?
I think I'm all right, but I messed up my ankle a couple weeks back, and I've been on recovery, but I think I'll be all right now. I haven't been running as fast as I hoped to, but I think I'll be back on my feet by hellacious running, hopefully, sub-17.
All right, and what's going to be the key? What are the things that you feel you need to do to be ready when district and regionals get here?
I think the main thing I have to do is keep the runners together, like we're all one big family. Keep us all happy with each other and packing up during the races, keeping a little pack with us, having us run fast. I don't know.
All right, and what's the goal? What's the goal for the team this year?
Goal is state.
All right, that's what I wanted to hear. All right, Jordan, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and next up, we'll move to the left, or to my right as I sit here, and Caroline, you're up next, and thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, how do you feel the season's gone so far?
It's gone pretty well. All of the girls have been putting in work day after day. We've definitely been getting closer, and not only the girls, but the guys as well. We've all been getting closer, and we're one big family. And we definitely pushed ourselves, and
And as far as the meets so far this year, how do you feel everything's gone so far as the first couple of meets?
We've gone pretty well, as Coach said. We still have a lot of meets to come. But we've definitely gone pretty well as far as packing up and staying together as a team. We've definitely all pushed each other, and we've helped each other out, not only in races but in practice. We all try to keep each other going, keep us on our feet, and just do the best we can.
And talk a little bit about the fact that running is such an individual sport, but yet you guys are in a team setting, so you guys have to kind of rely on each other, and yet it's kind of up to you as an individual to succeed.
Yeah, so during races, you're definitely on your own. You know, it's your own mind telling you what to do, like stop, slow down, keep going. But like I said, we're all there for each other. So during practice, if one of us is slowing down, we'll, you know, come on, you got it, keep going. And we're all there. We got each other's back. So, yes, it's our own mind, but we all help each other out in the long run.
All right. And as far as now, you've got an extra week to get ready for your next meet. But as Coach was saying, this could be one of the toughest meets you guys have all year. How's the preparation for the Hellacious meet a little bit different than maybe a flatter course?
Well, we run our course in the afternoon, so we're used to the hills. But we've just been doing a lot of training on the hills and doing the course and trying to get used to it and trying to get the feel down, and especially the freshmen, because they haven't run on it before in a race. So we're just trying to get everything on the course.
All right, and what are your goals for this year? Where do you hope to be when you guys get to district and regionals?
State, like Jordan said, that's probably all of our main goals. But I hope to just keep pushing and hopefully get a sub-21. That's the goal, and just to keep pushing and trying my hardest throughout the season.
All right, Caroline, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and next up is Alexis, and welcome back to the show.
Hello.
And how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. How have things gone so far this year? How do you feel about the way the season started?
This season has started out really good. We have a lot of big surprises, like Meredith Clayton. She's been staying with me a lot, and she's been doing really good, and we've had Haley and Mina, who have been stepping it up, and Caroline, and we're just all one big happy family and just packing it up. And then hopefully Bailey and Jasmine, they have been out for injuries, but they should be back this week. So we're really going to be good, hopefully.
All right. And as far as coming back and trying to pick up where you left off from last year, how's that gone?
I feel like I'm a little far behind than what I was last year, but it's still the beginning of the season. So, just working every day and as a team, pushing each other, I think it's going to help us a lot in the long run and help us get faster.
And how about, as I was asking Coach, running different kinds of courses throughout the season as you guys get closer to the ones that really matter, the district and the regional meets. How does that prepare you as far as running different courses?
Well, like if our district course is flatter, I mean, running the flatter courses from earlier races will help out a bunch. And then if it has, it's flat and has some hills, you know, both of those courses that we ran, maybe that were flat and hilly will help with it.
All right. And, as far as work, what kind of things did you do, in the off season, as far as, you know, as far as the spring and the summer to get ready for the start of the fall season?
We would do like lower mileages, not as much as we were doing now, and doing a little bit of tempos every now and then.
All right. And what about, self-discipline, because, you know, in the summer, it's kind of up to you to get out there and, you know, run by yourself and get things going. How does that play into it as far as just making yourself get up early in the morning and do those things, especially when it's kind of hot out in the middle of the summer?
I look at it as, like, where do you want to be in the season? And if you want to be good, you know, you have to go out there every day and try your hardest and get up early and go and run and try.
All right, Dan. You were the district champ last year. What's it going to take to maybe be regional champ this year?
It's going to take a lot of work and effort and doing more fast workouts and mileage and just trying my best and not giving up.
All right, finally, did you give your dad, Mr. Teal, a hand this morning with the big blood drive?
No, I didn't.
You stayed away from the blood drive?
Yes.
All right. And, Alexis, thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you.
All right. And, Coach, as you listen to the runners talk, what are some of the things going through your head about this group of young athletes that you have here?
I feel blessed to have such a dedicated and talented group. I'm really thankful that we have a lot of youth right now to really start preparing for the future years. And, you know, it is kind of a building process, but I feel like we're going to have more success this year than we've had in the last couple of years as well with such a young team. So that's always exciting to know that you're getting better right now. But you've got a bright future ahead of you as well. But, yeah, like they were talking about, you know, the teamwork is something we're really pushing this year. And we really don't look at it as an individual sport. We look at it as a team sport because at the end of the day, the team score is going to be the thing that's most important to us. They'll all tell you they would rather stand up on the medal stand with their teammates than to be up there by themselves. So we're really working on packing it up and pushing each other, and they're starting to realize that there's strength in numbers out there on the course. When you've got two or three teammates next to you, you just got a little extra boost of energy there, and you're able to push just that much harder knowing they're going with you.
And one thing that has always impressed me is that in the middle of the summer, we might be in the middle of July or early August, and 8 o'clock in the morning, we might look outside, it'll already be 90 degrees, and we'll see a pack of five or six young runners out there running through the streets, and really, it does take the team mentality in order to say, come on, you're going to have to get up early, and you're going to have to run, and I know it's 90 degrees out, but if you want to be successful, then you got to come with us.
Right, and we push that philosophy. The whole thing I keep coming back to is no regrets. And if you get out there and you put in the work during the summer, you're gonna feel a lot better about where you are when the season starts. So I think we're actually on week 14 right now as far as our training goes, even though school's only been going for this is our fourth week, but we started, I guess, 10 weeks before school started on our training, and they've been dedicated, they've been showing up, and you know, they've worked together this whole time. So we're looking forward to the end result when October and November roll around.
And once again, we want to urge everybody to come on out and support the runners and tell everybody about the Hillacious Invitational one more time.
Okay, so September 25th is the junior high race. You know, that's Friday before homecoming. So they start at 5 o'clock. Last race starts at 6. And then Saturday is our high school invitational, and it'll start off at 8 o'clock in the morning with a varsity girls race,
and Varsity Boys will go right after that, about 8:25 or so, 8:25, 8:30. It's a great course. It's a great meet. We do our best to make sure it's a well-run meet. And if you come watch, you'll see some of the best teams in Texas will show up here. And there's a lot of fans out there and a lot of athletes. I think we'll probably have close to 1,500 athletes run that day, and another 500 or 600, maybe 700 the day before at the junior high race. So there's a lot of people that come to town for that, and it's one of the bigger meets in the state.
All right, and again, we urge everybody to get up early and head on out there and cheer the runners on, because I know that the runners love to hear the folks cheering when they get close. They can see that finish line, and all of a sudden hear the cheering. That can pick you up a couple of seconds.
And that's right. It really helps out when our fans come out to support.
All right. Coach, appreciate you coming in tonight.
Thanks again for having us.
Great to have you, and we appreciate Jordan, Caroline, and Alexis for coming in tonight as well. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you.
All right, and so, Coach, again, thanks for coming, and good luck, and hopefully we've got a big crowd out there for the Hellacious Invitational.
Yep, come cheer us on.
All right, and meanwhile, a reminder that coming up next, we are going to talk Brenham High Tennis. That is coming up next after local news, and we'll hear from our sponsors coming up here on the Brenham Sports Line Sports Talk with a local attitude on KWHI Brenham.
This is Dr. Bill Eichenhorst, Creekside Vet Service, Big Log Building, Highway 105, Brenham, Texas. It is Wednesday Wellness Day time.
Hey, Doc, what's going on?
The Sports Doc and Dave the Beagle, the most interesting dog in the world.
That's right, Doc. He's so interesting, he once brought marshmallows to a knife fight just to even the odds. Dave's so interesting, he once got bitten by a rattlesnake, and after 5 days of excruciating pain, the rattlesnake died.
Well, come see us on Wednesday, September the 16th, for 25% off rattlesnake vaccinations. In fact, that special goes on the whole month of September, and we have a special on Trifexis. If you buy 12, you get $50 back. And, of course, all of our regular vaccination and wellness specials on Wednesday, September 16th. Come see us. Dave wants to know if we have an antidote for the snakes for Dave bites.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition, because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
I'm Ed Poth with a KWHI local news update. The Brenham City Council has approved the 2015-16 budget and tax rate. Council members Monday morning voted 6-1 to approve a $70.4 million budget, with longtime Councilman Danny Goss casting lone dissenting vote. The council then unanimously adopted a proposed tax rate of 47.31 cents per $100 valuation, nearly 2 cents lower than the current rate. However, due to an increase in property values, the proposed tax rate will still raise an additional $207,000 in revenue. Well, after a successful first weekend, the Washington County Fair continues throughout the week with a full schedule of events. This past weekend, Paige Michelle Fisher was named Queen of the 147th Washington County Fair. Runner-up for Fair Queen, Kendall Smidovic. The 147th Fair kicked off on Saturday with a full week's worth of activities running through Saturday night. Now, the candidates as a whole sold $178,000 worth of advance tickets, a new single-season pre-sale record. A Brenham teen faces a marijuana charge after his arrest Friday night. Just before 11:30, police checked on a vehicle with its hood up at the 1300 block of Prairie Lee. The driver, a 16-year-old, reportedly smelled of marijuana. Police found marijuana and drug paraphernalia. The passenger was released and sent home while the 16-year-old was detained, then released to his parents on the approval of juvenile probation. The friendly country forecast calling for partly cloudy skies overnight with an overnight low of 68. During the day Tuesday, we've got a 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms with a high of 87 and an overnight low of 71. I'm Ed Pothel for KWHI, where the news comes first.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go.
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, oh, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go! Yeah!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
On the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. And again, want to thank Coach Trent Hall and members of the Brenham High cross country team for joining us in the first half of the program. And now we will switch our attention to the Brenham tennis team as the Cubs and the Cubettes have got the 2015 season underway. And joining us in studio, members of the team, and Coach Roy Thibodeau. And Coach, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us, Doc. We really appreciate all that you do for our sports here in this town. It really makes us feel special, and so thank you very much.
Well, great to have you here. And how have things gone so far?
Well, we're going pretty good. You know, we started back in early August and was fighting the heat, and kids came out ready to go. They were fired up. And nobody complained about the heat, and we just been practicing and working hard.
All right, and how have the matches gone so far to this point?
Well, we had a warm up match against Bryan, and we beat them. After that, you know, we start out with the toughest teams in our district starting out, so we really have to be ready to go. We started off with Tomball Memorial. Lost a close one to them. You know, we had some matches that were on, and the boys were up, and the girls were tough from Tomball Memorial this year. And so we ended up losing that match. And then we backed that one up with Magnolia West, who's another team that's at the top of our district. We lost to them, but we had some real competitive matches in that one. And then we finished last week with Stratford, who is number one in our district. And, you know, even though we lost to them, we still had some good competitive matches, you know. And so it's given us something to look forward to and to work hard and, you know, look forward to next week against Magnolia.
All right. And what's been some of the pleasant surprises so far this year?
Well, we girls number one doubles. We've been doing very well in that so far. They've only lost, I believe, one match this year. And that's my team of Carly Weideman and Caitlin Hamilton. They've been playing well. We lost to Stratford, but they barely lost that match, you know. And so they went toe to toe with the number one team in our district. So that's been a pleasant surprise for us so far.
All right, and as far as the you know the development of the team, how is everything coming as far as just, you know, getting a team personality and getting the team to kind of work together and kind of gel?
Yeah, that's always crucial with any kind of team sports, and especially with us, you know, we're co-ed, so we have, you know, males and females, and sometimes that's hard, you know. In my years past, that's been a struggle. But this year, you know, we don't have that struggle this year. Everybody seems to get along real well. We look out for each other. You know, during practice, they're feeding off each other. And, you know, when somebody's working hard, it makes everybody else work hard, too. So I think we got good chemistry. We get along well. And I just think, you know, we're at a good spot right now.
And one thing about tennis that is kind of different from all the other sports is that there are really two different separate seasons. Talk about the format of the season you're in right now as opposed to what you're going to be doing in the spring.
Sure. We are in team tennis right now in the fall. And basically we play each team in our district one time. And that consists of a dual match where we play 19 games within that format. And we'll play three boys doubles, three girls doubles, a mixed doubles, six boys singles, and six girls singles. And so the first team that wins 10 of those matches is declared the winner. So in the fall, that's what we do. And in the spring, it kind of switches around where it's more of an individual type format where our players enter a tournament either in singles or in doubles. They're not allowed to play both. And then they basically go as far as they can in that tournament. Usually they're double elimination. So say if a player loses the first round, then they go into a consolation bracket, and then they can play out that consolation bracket. And then in the April, we have our district tournament. And that's where all the teams in our district get together, and we do a tournament-style format. A player declares whether they're singles or doubles, and they play, and the top two teams go on to regionals.
All right. And now, as far as getting ready, you get thrown, as you were saying, right into district play. There's no, you know, kind of like baseball, basketball, football, where you get about a month of pre-district, at least 3 weeks or 4 weeks of pre-district, and then all of a sudden now they start to count. You get thrown right into the fire, don't you?
That's right. Our first week of school, we played Tomball Memorial that Tuesday, the first week we came back to school. So, yeah, we got to hit the ground running.
And as you take a look at district, how does district shape up this year?
Well, Stratford's always at the top. You know, we get rid of Montgomery, and then we just get Stratford back. So, you know, we're always looking at them to be number one. And then really after that, it's they're close. You know, usually it's Tomball Memorial and then the two Magnolias that, you know, come up that third and fourth spot. And we need to at least be fourth place to make the playoffs. And last year we just barely missed it. We lost to Magnolia 10-9, and we just barely missed that fourth spot. So we ended up fifth last year. So this match coming up tomorrow against Magnolia is going to be crucial for us. You know, we need to pull that out, and then, you know, basically run the table the rest of the year. We're going to have Springwoods, Waller, and Tomball left after that, and then, you know, as long as we take care of business, you know, we should be able to secure that fourth spot.
All right, and you brought some of your players with you tonight. We're going to talk to them in just a minute.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with members of the Brenham High tennis team, all coming up here on the Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Let's say you suddenly need to see a doctor. Maybe you're feeling under the weather, or you have a bug that you can't seem to shake. Or worse, maybe your child has come down with something. Point is, you know you need to see a doctor. But how do you go about choosing the primary care doctor that's right for you? you'll want a clinic that's nearby, and it'll have to accept your insurance plan. Well, look no farther than Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics. With numerous locations throughout the area, you'll find them everywhere you are. You'll also find something that other clinics don't have, the Baylor Scott & White Health name. That means each clinic is part of a large network of physicians, specialists, and advanced technology. We even make it possible for you to manage your care with our online patient portal. Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics have multiple locations, many with extended hours to fit your needs. And we accept most insurance plans. So when you need medical care, choose Baylor Scott & White Health. Visit bswdocs.com to find the location nearest you.
Sports Line, Sports Talk with a local attitude. A reminder, Houston Astros baseball coming up. Astros start a huge series with the Texas Rangers tonight. Astro baseball coming up here just a little bit later on following the Brenham Sports Line. And we are talking Brenham High Tennis. Coach Roy Thibodeau in studio along with some members of the Brenham tennis team. And, Coach, who are the athletes that you brought with you tonight?
Well, I brought some of our players here today. And to my left, I've got Caitlin Hamilton, Catherine Robinson, Carly Weideman, Hunter Griffin, and the one and only Dalton Barron.
All right. And first of all, let's start with let's start to your left, and you would be
Caitlin Hamilton.
Caitlin, all right, Caitlin. And first of all, how much fun has this been so far?
I think it's been a great year this year, especially my senior year. You want it to count, and you want to end high school, you know, having fun. And I think this team is awesome. Everyone together just. We have such great teamwork, and we work together very well.
All right.
It's been a lot of fun.
All right. And what's been one of the nice surprises so far this year? What's been kind of something that's really been pleasing so far this year?
Well, I think just going into the season, seeing everyone play, you know, you never know how the year is going to be. But once you start the season, I think that our doubles is strong this year, and I think that's something we can lead on for this team.
And speaking of doubles, you guys have had a lot of success at doubles so far this year, but what's your favorite part, singles or doubles?
I like singles.
You like singles?
Yes, sir.
All right. And what do you feel is the strongest part of your game?
I think, personally, it's my forehand. Just because I'm, like, more consistent on my forehand than my backhand or my serve, so.
All right. All right. Well, Catherine, thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Caitlin, next up is Catherine. All right. And welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much.
All right. Great to have you here. And how's it gone so far this year?
Well, it sure has been a struggle, but I think we are just doing absolutely great. Coach is so wonderful, and he takes each of us, and he just works us, and he works us so hard. And, you know, he does it with a passion, and I think each of us get that. And because of that work that he does, I think we are all doing our best and trying our hardest, and it's really been great so far, actually. Yeah.
All right. And how about the goals for this year? What are some of the things that that you feel you want to accomplish and that the team needs to accomplish this year?
Well, of course, all of us are striving to get to regionals, which is a big deal, you know, especially since it's senior year for us, you know. Cross our fingers and, you know, try our hardest. So that'd be a great goal. For me, I think it's just staying positive while I'm on the court. I think that's a really big deal for me. I've, you know, really been trying to do that this year. So that's a huge goal for me, personally.
All right. And what do you feel the strength of your game is?
I would have to say maybe my volley. Even though sometimes it's pretty bad, but, you know, I'm really working hard on it. And, yeah, you know, hopefully getting better on that also.
All right. Well, thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you so much.
All right. And next up is Carly, and thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and talk about the season so far. What's been the most fun so far this year?
Well, I think the season's been really great. We have a lot of new freshmen, and they're improving. Like, I've seen so much improvements throughout the whole team, and I just love our team to death. We're a big family.
All right, and as far as the goals, what are the things that you feel you guys can accomplish this year? What are some of the things that you've set your mind to?
Well, like Catherine, we all want to make it to regionals, but a big goal for me is just to do my best and stay positive and just try my hardest, like 110% all the time.
All right, and Coach talked about you've been successful in singles and doubles. What is your preference? What do you like more?
Definitely doubles. I love the competition. I love having a partner. Caitlin's been one of my best partners ever. I love her to death. And I just love getting out there and competing with everyone.
All right. And what's it going to take as far as a team to make it to regionals this year?
Definitely hard work and just concentration, to be honest, because if you have the focus, you can do anything you want.
All right. Carly, thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and next up is Hunter, and thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right, and how about your season so far? How do you feel about the way things are going to this point?
I think it's been pretty good. We've had a lot of close matches, and, like, against Stratford, me and my partner Spencer Flynn, we won our match, so that was a really good confidence booster. But overall, we've been playing really close matches, and it's come closer than it has ever before.
And as far as doubles, singles, what are you most comfortable playing?
I'm definitely more comfortable with doubles because you have a partner to back you up, and if you miss a shot, then it's not game over. So, yeah, probably be doubles.
All right, and as far as the goals for this year, what do you expect out of yourself, and what do you expect out of the team this year?
Well, I'm hoping to always play my best every year. That's been that since my freshman year. But as a goal, we're trying to make it to district, trying to pull it through. And as a personal goal, I'd like to get my serves better. I've been working on those since my freshman year, and I haven't been able to really get them over the hill that I want to get them over and get them to the point where I want to get them. But, yeah, I'd definitely say my serves. I need to work on those a lot more.
All right, and Hunter, thanks an awful lot for being with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
All right, and hiding over there in the corner behind all the equipment is Dalton. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, and talk about the season so far. How's it been going?
It's been going pretty good. I'm really liking the team this year.
One of the more fun things about this season so far?
I guess really just the matches, because I just love the competition.
All right, and as far as the success of the team, what's the key ingredient for this team to be successful?
Definitely just focus, because like Carly said, if you can focus, you can pretty much do whatever you want in tennis.
All right, and as far as goals, what have you set, I guess, as a goal for yourself, and then as far as goals for this team?
Goals for myself, just to make regionals and just play my best, and for the team, just make playoffs and just be a good team.
And what do you feel your strength is? What's the best part of your game?
Definitely my forehand.
All right, you say that with a smirk. Are you got to work on the backhand a little bit?
A little bit.
All right, as far as just getting thrown right into district play, obviously, that's got to be tough to come right out of the chute, and all of a sudden, you don't really have an opportunity to prepare for this. It's like, hey, this is district. You better be ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah, you really just pretty much just practice over the summer that way, because if you, like I said, you're just getting thrown right into it, you don't really have any time to practice but over the summer. So.
All right. Well, Dalton, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and now while we were in the commercial break, we were kind of joking around a little bit, and I asked, if anyone would analyze why Serena lost her chance for the slam. And Caitlin jumped right up and said, "I can tell you why." So Caitlin, how did the just out of nowhere someone that wasn't even on the radar knock Serena Williams out of her chance to make history?
Well, just personally, I think that Serena is not used to playing someone like she did. And so she was doing great the whole tournament. And then when she got to that semifinal, she just played someone she wasn't used to playing. And she wasn't used to playing that style. And I think it got to her head. And then she just felt so much pressure because she would have set a record if she would have won Wimbledon. So I think that she overthinked a lot and she just wasn't completely focused, in my opinion.
All right. Well, there we go. So now we have local commentary on probably the biggest sports story in the country this whole weekend. So, all right. Well, Caitlin, thanks a lot for analyzing that for us.
Thank you.
All right. And Coach, again, we've heard from these athletes. What do you think when you hear these young athletes, respond to these questions and talk like this here in this forum?
Well, they just, they proved to me, just how mature they've come, in the past few years, and that's one of my joys as a coach is to, see these kids come in as a freshman and really grow as an individual and a person. They make me happy when they win, and they learn from their losses, and it's just a joy for me to watch them grow up right before my eyes and become young men and young women. And that's one of the joys that I have in this job, and seeing them move on into bigger and better things and really be a productive citizen, a good person. Tennis is something that they can play their whole life, and they can continue to compete at any age. And so it's just a joy to me to watch them grow up and be, just good people. One of the things that we try to do is, tennis is so unique in the fact that, these kids have to manage everything on their own. They have to go out there on the court. They have to call their own shots in or out. They have to, call the score. They have to manage the score, manage the time. All these things they have to do on their own. So it's tough for them sometimes, especially whenever they're playing somebody else that might not have the integrity that we do. And so that's the one thing I preach to them and I tell them, we might lose, but we're going to play with integrity. We're going to play honest and we're going to play, like we should, and it makes me happy to see them follow that and to really implement that not only in tennis, but in life.
All right. And again, Coach, again, we want to remind the folks they want to come out and root for the team. Talk about the big match coming up tomorrow.
Come on. We'll be in Magnolia tomorrow. It's actually our away match. But the Tuesday after that, we'll be at home.
All right.
So, yeah, every Tuesday.
Well, Magnolia's
Tuesday
not that far, so folks
no,
just
yeah,
drive
absolutely.
Right down to Magnolia.
Yeah, sure. Drive on out 2920 or 1488 and catch us in Magnolia. That'd be wonderful.
All right, and then the following Tuesday, y'all will be at home, and the folks can come on out and support the team at the tennis courts at the high school.
Yeah, we'll be playing Tomball that following Tuesday after that. So, yeah, come on out, please.
All right, and so, Coach, appreciate you being with us again tonight, and I want to thank you and thank all the athletes for being here tonight as well.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
All right, and good luck tomorrow, and go on out to Magnolia and just smoke them, will you? All right. Thanks to Coach Roy Thibodeau and members of the tennis team. And we will be back. Final thoughts coming up here on the Brenham Sports Line. Scotty. County Fair in the state of Texas. The Washington County Fair is Friday, September 11th through Saturday, September 19th, with lots of great musical entertainment, including Flame, followed by Matt Mayer for Faith and Family Night on Wednesday. Thursday features Texas Flood, opening for Trio Grande. Come out on Friday when Mike and the Moon Pies open for the Turnpike Troubadours.
But you wrecked it all. You wrecked my heart.
And wrapping up the fair on Saturday is Tyler and the Tribe, followed by Easton Corbin.
Baby, let's just go with it. Get out of this ordinary everyday rut.
So hurry and get your season pass so you don't miss one night at the Washington County Fair. Find out more online at WashingtonCOFair.com or call the fair office at 979-836-4112. The Fair Association would like to thank their Lone Star sponsors, Cowboy Church of Brenham, Apple Ford, Apple Hyundai, J&J Packing, Lambert International, and Smitty's Outdoors. I want to thank Coach Roy Thibodeau and members of the tennis team for joining us tonight here on the Brenham Sports Line. And also want to thank Coach Trent Hall and members of the cross country team for joining us as well. And one last comment, just one more note before we leave. Astros baseball coming up here in just about 5 minutes away. Yesterday, in my opinion, one of the absolute greatest players to ever strap on a pair of sneakers and walk out onto a basketball court passed away. For a long time, I have said, and I'd tell anybody that was nice enough to listen, that Moses Malone was one of the greatest basketball players and probably one of the most underrated basketball players that ever lived. The numbers just speak for themselves. 16,000 rebounds, fifth in the all-time NBA list, 27,400 points, eighth in the all-time list, and most importantly, offensive rebounds. No one on earth could hit the offensive boards like the great Moses Malone. And Moses Malone just was a superstar from the start. He was the first high schooler to go straight to pro basketball. Back then, the NBA wouldn't take him. It wouldn't take high school kids. He went to the ABA and dominated in the ABA, went to the NBA, and became one of the greatest players that ever played the game. He was with the Philadelphia 76ers when they won their only championship. He was with the Rockets. And if you listen to people talk, Charles Barkley simply called him Dad because he was a father figure to Charles Barkley. He helped develop Hakeem Olajuwon. He was there in Houston. He helped Hakeem Olajuwon become one of the great players in the history of the NBA. I'm a list fanatic. I love to do lists. And some people asked me one time, who are the greatest centers ever in the NBA? And to me, there are five. There are five truly top-tier centers ever in the NBA history. Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Hakeem Olajuwon, and Moses Malone. The five greatest centers in NBA history. Moses Malone, a soft-spoken man, but when he spoke, he spoke from the heart, and he meant what he said, and he backed up what he said. And the passing of Moses Malone way, way too early. At the age of 60, just brings to mind how underrated and how phenomenal a basketball player, and you Houston Rocket fans that remember Moses in his prime know what I'm talking about. Real basketball fans know Moses Malone, simply one of the greatest to ever, ever play the game of basketball. Moses Malone, rest in peace. You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. Want to thank Coach Roy Thibodeau and members of the Brenham High tennis team, and Coach Trenton Hall and members of the Brenham High School cross country team for joining us tonight on the Sports Line. A reminder, a huge baseball game coming up. The Houston Astros and the Texas Rangers. The Astros just a game and a half out in front of the Rangers in the race for the American League West. And they're starting a big, big series. So make sure you stick around for that coming up here on KWHI. Thanks again to our sponsors. I want to thank Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Air Cleaners, South Market Street in Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. We'll see you again next Monday night. Same bat time, same bat channel on the Brenham Sports Line. I'm KWHI. Enjoy the game. We'll